Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crush, The Theory, Practice, and Destructive Properties of Love by Gary Paulson, performed by Joshua Swanson.
Forward. I'm the most romantic guy you'll ever meet. Potentially, that is. I'm only 14, but I've known for as long as I can remember that love makes the world go round. Love is all there is. Love is all you need. They're universal rules, cosmic inevitabilities. If you ask me, people who aren't in touch with what it takes to be a great date are just heathens. I guess I should admit that I don't actually have a girlfriend at the moment. In fact, I've never even gone out on a date. Still, I don't think that's the gold standard for determining if a guy would make a good boyfriend or not. See, I've learned that the best way to make other people like you is to show them how great you think they are. I've been practicing this technique on my family and friends. It's not romantic, of course, but it's good experience for when I eventually have a girlfriend. I'm working up to romance. Someday. I think that's where a lot of guys go wrong. They don't develop sufficient interpersonal skills before they start dating. I know I have the potential to excel at romance because I'm thoughtful, charming, and considerate with people who are important to me. To my best friend, John Paul, I've said, "Buddy, you're going to be the only middle school student scouted by Major League Baseball. If there's a record you haven't broken, John Paul, I don't want to know about it." To my sort of friend Connie, I've said, "You're going to blow them away when you go to the mock Congress. That electoral vote bar graph and general population pie chart you put together were really informative." To my enemy Katie, I've said, "We're lucky to have an academic role model like you in our class. Those girls were just jealous when they called you a curve wrecker. Sure, you might skew the average and make the rest of us look bad, but that's our fault for not studying as hard as you do." Out of context, this all sounds like I might have been laying it on a little thick, but in the heat of the moment, I was gold. John Paul, Connie, and Kate didn't even know it was happening, but my stock was rising in their eyes during those conversations. I wasn't lying. I don't lie. Not anymore. And I wasn't trying to get anyone to do anything for me at their expense. I don't manipulate people. Not anymore. But there's nothing wrong with making folks like you by telling them what you know will make them feel better about themselves. Although I lack what you could call practical experience, I appreciate girls. Or, more precisely, one girl. Tina.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?